Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Tuesday, May 3rd, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Fire at the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism offices in Ukraine tops today's news. The fire was discovered Saturday morning at the Church Ministries Institute building in Odessa. ABWE's Donna Messenger says this facility is strategic.
It's really been the basis of operation for the whole theological training program in all of Ukraine, and the program itself extends to Russia and now Moldova. So they have set up a temporary place for the classes, but it's going to mean a whole change in the way they make their decisions now about how to run the program.
Go to our website to help with rebuilding expenses. Next, a revolution in Kyrgyzstan 2 months ago paved the way for what will hopefully be a unifying election July 10th. Interserve's Karen Dominguez says while the country's pretty open, they hope the doors will fly open for the gospel. In the 4 years since the launch of Camp Adonai, Dominguez says that it's become a great evangelistic tool.
Close to 1,800 children go through this camp from the ages of 10 to 18, where they study the Bible, and they have games and crafts and sports that are all coordinated with the daily themes, and about 50% of them are non-Christians, and it's exciting because more than half of them become Christians while they're at camp.
And finally, Young Life Australia is getting help from an idol to tell people about Christ. Vocal director of the hit television series Australian Idol, Irana Clark, will be at a high school in New South Wales to talk about her journey as a child star and now as vocal director. Young Life's prayer is that she'll positively impact young people for Christ as she inspires them to strive for their dreams. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Chuck Swindoll's free book, The Triumph of the Cross, a gift from Transworld Radio, is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. It's a great witnessing tool helping seekers understand why God's Son went to the cross. You can also get it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.